Hey there, Lions fans. It's the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast. It's just Randy and Rich this week, coming to you from the Cantina here down in Charlevoix, in Mexican restaurant. And Randy just asked for ketchup for his tacos, and they're trying to kick us out. But we're leveraging our Lion fandom and saying, hey, come on, give us a break. You know, he didn't know. And they're going to oblige, give him tacos, and we're going to sit here and talk free agency by the outdoor fire, because it's a beautiful evening, and it's starting to feel like spring.
Yeah, and so what if I, like, catch up on my tacos?
Well, them's fighting words in some countries, yeah, right?
It is. You know, it's almost like going to Chicago and asking for ketchup on your hot dog, you know, so.
And it's... Some people give the argument, well, it's all tomato-based, and well, but it's literally the difference between oil and water with a salsa and a ketchup, right? Oil and vinegar, I should say.
Right, see, now, growing up in northern Michigan, you know, when it was taco night, you know, basically nobody really knew anything about salsa. I know I didn't. As a farm boy, you know nothing about salsa, guacamole, or anything like that.
Yeah, well, the tomato king here.
And, yeah, well, again, it raised lots of tomatoes. I mean, fields and fields of tomatoes. But after I graduated high school, I went out to California with my buddy Tom Petrie. And, we worked at this restaurant. And it was like, man, okay, let's get something to eat before you go to work. So, yeah. Got a couple of tacos and kind of wanted to know where the ketchup was.
So hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, funny. In Southern California. Yeah, you're going to talk about catching some shit about putting ketchup on your tacos. Holy
mackerel.
You're
not even supposed to put ketchup on a hot dog.
I know it. Lord. But, you know, hey, that's life as a farm boy. You know, leaving the farm and going out west, you know. So
yes, sir. Yeah,
you learn your lessons.
City. Yeah.
Me, so, now, I love salsa on my tacos, but...
There you go. You grew. Yes. Farm boy.
You know what else is growing is this football team, you know?
Let's hope, right? They're running it back with, most of the guys that they had last year.
Yeah.
They had all the guys up, unrestricted, restricted, exclusive rights, and... There's like 30-some guys, and they just re-signed 20-something of them. So forgive my something-ish math, right? But
you're from Charlevoix County, so it's okay.
I live here, yes. I was never tested. And then, 19 of the...
Exclusive rights via agents, they signed a bunch of those
Just
guys, like 13 of them or something, maybe it was more than that.
Yeah, I mean, they really had to keep the team together. They didn't have the money to go out and get free agents at every position and every position.
Right, well, with the money, as far as the money goes, you know, we have more money this year than we had last year, but we still don't have a lot of money, you know. We really don't. And if you think about it, where we are positioned in the draft right now, you know, our draft class alone is going to be about $17 million, you know, so it's because we got a lot of high round draft picks, you know.
That's good for us.
Did they become final today, Rich?
The comp picks became final.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
What are they like? Pick 97. 217 and, or 179 and 231, I think, something like that.
Still three comp picks, right?
Yeah.
So we got the highest one with the third rounder, right after the third round, which would probably be basically the first round in the fourth round.
Right,
you can look at it either way, you know. Right. So that comp pick could actually be our fourth round pick, you know.
Yeah, since we don't have
one.
We got a fifth round, and now we have 2/6, essentially 2/3, 2/6, and 2/7, which really it ends up being 10. And I thought we had 9, but...
Yeah, so did I. I guess we got something in there extra, so that's okay. I'd rather have it be more than what I thought it was.
Right, yeah.
But
that's great.
Yeah, so, you know, going back there a little bit, we did mention the the transactions a little bit, you know, going dating back. The last thing we talked about was, you know, the Lions signing Josh Reynolds, which to me was like huge. You know, this is a guy that's going to teach, you know, the younger guys, you know, where they're supposed to be on the field, or where Jared Goff likes them, would want them to be on the field to make the throw that he needs to make.
And yeah, he's got familiarity with years of experience now, I would say. So
yeah, so they're going to be out there. He's going to be out there like being a coach on the field, teaching these guys everything he knows about Jared Goff. Seriously, he is. Yep. You know, so
this is the way he likes it.
Yeah. So he got a contract extension. What was it? What we got up there? Two-year, $12 million.
That's the maximum.
Yeah. So you know that we're really happy about that. I mean, it could be like less than a $6 million cap hit for that. So for this year. So
and really, a lot of these guys are about that. There was no big swings that they've made so far, and I don't think they're gonna.
Right. Yeah. This is like I said. We don't have a lot of extra money. I mean, they've got to spend it wisely, and with Mike Disner in charge of that, I think we will do very well.
Yeah.
Cap numbers.
They did come up with $8 million extra because they had it set aside for last year's bonuses to a bunch of players that
didn't meet their bonuses.
Didn't make the bonuses. So, you know, I'm sorry for the players, but it's essentially what they paid for, what they're paying for the safety. I'm blanking. Wilson.
Oh, you mean the one we just heard? Tracy Walker?
Walker, yes.
He did.
Jeez. I got the W right. So they got $8 million in savings from that, and they're giving him 25 over 3, so that's basically $8 million, you know, for this year, and without getting into specifics.
Yeah,
so it's a wash in my eyes in that sense. So,
yeah.
I'm fine with the re-sign of Tracy Walker. You know,
I don't know if they're gonna get
another one and then draft someone too. Who knows?
Can't say that I'm not happy with the signing of Tracy Walker. Although I did have it in the back of my head that possibly, and I think Tom talked about it too, they could very easily upgrade from Tracy. You know, instead of giving him that kind of money. You know, but apparently they got it worked out. Tracy, Camp Hill got under his skin last year to say, hey, man, he's got to play better. He's got to make those plays. And Tracy stepped up. You know, he got an interception, first one of the year to end the season, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I guess I'm glad to see him back because, you know, he knows the schemes. He knows what's going on here. I think he can see the future. And
I don't think he's going to regress, right?
This
is the kind of thing
he's young.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, besides he's a draft pick in Detroit, so you're going to want to keep him around if you can because that's how they pay off. You develop them, and then they start paying off. And then, other regimes where they develop a player to be good, when they want another contract, you know, well, we don't want to give you that money, so they let him go, and they go be great for somebody else, you know. But let's see, where are we down here? Okay, after the Josh Reynolds signing, you know, on the night that same day, they tendered a bunch of exclusive right free agents, and that's what we were talking about earlier. Now, I can run through this list of names here real quick. Yeah, because you recognize them most of them are from last year.
Practice squatters.
Practice squad, exactly. Yeah. You know, well, except for, you know, long snapper Scott Daly, he was star. Jack Fox, Mark Gilbert, guy that came in and did very good there in the end, but I think he got an injury. Safety Juju Hughes, he was somebody that was brought in. I don't think he ever played. And, of course, our running back, Iggy.
Godwin Igwebike.
There you go, yeah. And then wide receiver Tom Kennedy. And nice. I'm glad to see him coming back because he worked his ass off last year, made it back, but didn't get to play very much at all.
But that's the most he's played in his career.
Yeah, so. There you go. You know, so. Right. Tommy Kramer, you know, another undrafted free agent that I
got reps and starting.
Just love this kid can play. There's no doubt. Just, you know, he's a developmental player. And, you know,
he got reps on the 53 at any rate. I don't think he started.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did start.
He may have had to. That's
exactly it. You know, he had to, you know.
Right.
Outside linebacker, Jesse, lemonade, Lomas
cool
Crown would say.
Cool and refreshing drink.
Yeah. Tackle, Matt Nelson,
my man.
Glad he's there. He's our jumbo package. Kicker, Riley Patterson, you know, he just came on super strong at the end of the season last year. Yeah. He went completely, he didn't miss one.
Got him from New England. Yeah, he's still Patterson perfect.
Patterson perfect, there you go. Linebacker, Anthony Pittman's coming back, a kid that we haven't seen much of, you know, a little play here, a little play there.
Old Wayne Stater.
Yep, hopefully he's going to be doing a little bit better than what he got to do last year. Cornerback, Bobby Price, track star, guy that's fast and has been developing very well. They seem to like him because this would be his third year?
I think so. Him and Pittman are both right there.
I think Bobby Price came in with Quinn and Patricia's last year.
And Pittman was the first, or maybe even before.
Might have
been a Caldwell.
Yeah.
Pittman's been around a while.
Wasn't Pittman a draft pick?
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right, okay.
Yeah, he was undrafted out of Wayne State.
And then last but not least, tight end Brock freaking Wright.
Brock freaking Wright.
Yeah, and I'm so glad to see him back because, you know, he could possibly, if they go with their double tight end sets, they could possibly take, you know, some pressure off TJ, you know.
Yeah, they keep not doing that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they did it a little more last year, I guess. But
Brock got a touchdown last year.
Yeah.
Undrafted free agent. Yeah. And he rocked pretty good. He had good blocking, you know. So
yeah, as soon as Hockenson went down, things got a little tough for personnel wise, but
right, but still, he came in and he performed his job, and he got another contract to be here again this year.
Yeah, you know, look at all those guys on that list that got minutes and quarters and halves and starts. Yeah.
It's premature, but you know, there's a lot of ability there that they played them so they could bring that out and see, you know, all right, who's coming back this year, who's not, you know. So you gotta see the agilities. These guys, they did it, you know. So
yeah,
happy day. Now on the next day, on the 10th, they re-signed outside linebacker Rashad Berry and center Ryan McCollum. Now Rashad Berry came in towards the end of the season last year, played a little outside linebacker for us. Seen him in and out there on special teams. Didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but apparently he showed enough as to where he could come back. Ryan's center, Ryan McCollum, he played a little bit in the last couple games. I think when we had so many problems with offensive linemen.
Well, he was there for Ragnow, so he played a lot. So
yeah, because didn't Evan go out for a little bit? Then McCollum came in? Yeah, something like that?
Right, so yeah, Evan Brown was the
backup for Ragnow.
Yeah, the big,
which he will be again this year.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a minute. I jumped the gun there. Yeah, Ryan McCollum was Brown's backup. Yeah, and so he came in there, and really, I didn't expect them to keep two centers,
right?
Two backup centers. So, right. But I think Ryan McCollum's. I don't know which. You know, I don't think he makes it 53.
I think he's more of a guard than he is a center. I think he's a guard that can play center. I don't think he's an actual center. I don't know for sure, but they got center down here, you know.
Yeah.
On his name, so, you know.
Yeah, and that's what he did for us last year.
Right, yeah.
So it's, we'll talk about
Evan
in a minute.
Obviously, anybody can play center because Jonah Jackson moved over last year too, played center for a game or two, you know. So
sure, he sure did.
But then that was on the 10th, and then on the 11th they re-signed Alex Anzalone, a guy that I didn't think was coming back. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, it was the last week or the week before where I'm thinking, I said something like, well, I'll read one article, and they're like, yeah, he's potentially coming back. And then I'll read another article that basically just ghosts him.
Right.
Pretends he's not around. But that's good. And I don't see him, the only thing that would be bad is if he, like, starts 8 games. You know, I don't want that to be the case. I want him to be a veteran presence that's there to bolster the team,
right?
You know, locker room, quote unquote, guy, and then starting because of injury. I think hopefully Barnes can step up here in preseason and get things together that he can be in there. Sean Dion Hamilton.
Okay, right? Yeah, so stop right there. No, that's good to get to that, right?
Yeah.
So, Sean Dion Hamilton, they signed him back. They re-signed him back. He had an injury in preseason last year, kept him out all year long. I'm sure he's been hitting the playbook. He's learning stuff, doing things, trying to get better.
Yeah.
You know, he had, like, a problem with his knee in college or wherever it was. It was like 2 years in a row, you know, he messed that knee up. Well, when he went down last year, we had no idea what it was.
Right, it was preseason, and there's no injury report for preseason.
They didn't have to report it, you know. So,
yeah.
But we come up so later on down the line, like you're just in the last couple of weeks, we find out that it was his shoulder. It has nothing to do with that knee. I'm suspecting that if he messes that knee up, it's going to be the end of his football career.
Right, yeah, if that's another knee injury. But, thanks to Eric Schlitt, Randy asked him for one of those question podcasts that he did. I think that was the...
I stumped him, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, no, he got it right. He let us, he saw him wearing a shoulder brace or elbow brace or something,
right.
You know, at practice, and then he was in preseason there, and then he was gone.
Basically disappeared for the rest of the season. You
so
know?
That's so. That's why we're thankful it's not, it wasn't
ankle this
or knee or whatever.
John Dion Hamilton, you know, you got to think about it. They brought back Alex Anzalone. Now they got Sean Dion Hamilton. But where the heck is Jalen Reeves-Maybin?
Good point.
They haven't brought him back yet. You know, and he was at the Senior Bowl, too, you know.
He was in the stands, out with everything. Hanging out with the coaches. You know, is he making a transition? Or was he scouting his replacements? Was he scouting his teammate, you know, future teammate? We don't know.
We don't know. So keep an eye out for that. We'll find out if they re-signed Jalen here in the next week or so, you know. Because I don't know how important of a cog is he. I mean, he does know all these things. He's been here from the start. He is a draft pick.
Yeah.
For Detroit,
He kind of graduated from being solely a special teamer.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you see, the thing is, though, you know, he has grown, you know, because last year he showed that, you know, he can play the position. He did get out of position a couple of times. But then again, you know, Alex Anzalone is probably not the ideal linebacker to play next to him. You know, although they did pretty good, you know, but there was still some problems. So, with Sean Dion Hamilton coming in and how good he did before last year, I'm just wondering if Sean is Jalen Reeves-Maybin's, you know, replacement.
Ouster,
you know, yes. I don't know. I hope they bring him back.
Bring in a political term these
days? I guess we'll have to see what happens in the draft with that one, too, you know, so.
Yeah, they're really setting themselves up for just building a... Building, right?
Well, again, it's like, you know, last year's team was just the start of everything. It was just a big old hodgepodge of players that nobody, you know, heard of. Nobody knew who could do what. So,
band of brothers.
So this year was, an evaluation year, trying to put together a nucleus of the team. And now this year, when we look back on what happened last year and the players that they're bringing back, other than Tim Boyle, I think it's awesome.
Well, you know, it's funny because Brad Holmes has said this is the player acquisition phase. Well, here he is acquisitioning players he's had, right?
That's, right.
So we but yeah, you're right. Boyle is one of those guys, and I'm fine with it. I have been fine with it. I've predicted it for the whole time. I was like, why mess around with it anything else? And well, any time that you ask Dan Campbell about it, he's just like almost left the podium in a huff. Like, I like the guy, all right? You know?
Yeah, well, you know, and they see something that I don't. I mean, all I see is him throwing interceptions or throwing, you know,
it's
throwing
potential,
it in the ground.
You know?
I don't know. And we did have a hodgepodge. Offensive line last year. It didn't matter who the quarterback was. They were kind of running around there a little bit.
But the wide receivers were probably more of a hindrance to him than anything.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. I agree with that. So, but I
and the thumb.
I just, you know, I'm just not a big Tim Boyle fan. I'm not saying that, you know, he's absolute garbage. But I have him seen him play like absolute garbage. You know.
But that's what these guys are doing right now with Brad Holmes and everybody, right. All the front office.
Right.
They're building, right? They're building a team. They're running it back, to use the phrase of the day, and with the guys they had.
Yeah.
And because they're rewarding them, basically. You know, they went from one-year contracts last year to two-year contracts, basically,
right,
this year, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. A little bit more money, a little bit more incentive.
Yeah, and we all know, like I've said before, it's like a 49-game season, you know, 3 years of seasons here, and that it's not over, you know, after one season, you know, we're 3-13. Well, we're 3-13 out of 49 games to get us where we need to be.
Only where it goes up.
And forget, I know 49 is wrong, but I'm just using that as the
right
number.
Yeah, that's all right.
I got to take my socks off to get to 40. So.
Well, we got two more transactions here. You know, on the 15th, which was what? Couple days ago, or today, maybe. What's the 15th?
Oh, yeah, by the way, Happy New Year. By the time you're listening to this,
yeah,
it's going to be Happy New Year, football fans.
Yeah, NFL New Year. We should add.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I got an early start. Cheers.
Yeah, that's not till Thursday. When's there 2 days from now?
Yeah.
And
hopefully they'll be listening to us on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, this podcast right here.
Yes, us. Yes. This, not others. No, I listen to others, so you should too.
May you have a tankard full of ale and an ample pillow for your head, and may you be in heaven for 40 years before the devil knows you're dead.
May the wind be at your back.
Okay, back to the 15th. Lions, they re-signed center Evan Brown. And
yes, now we can talk
about Mr. Brown. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, that was just brilliant, right?
Absolutely.
Your guy goes down, your
starting center
in Ragnow. And I mean, everyone's, you know, predicting Ragnow to be your 10-year guy. He's best, maybe second best center in the league week to week, whatever. And then he goes down, and here comes
Evan Brown.
Evan Brown to the rescue,
big time rescue.
The cavalry comes.
Yeah, PFF rated him one of the best NFL centers.
Passing.
More than just 1 week in a row. You know,
right? Absolutely.
So
yeah, I'm not knocking him. Just clarifying.
Yeah. So I might have to get an Evan Brown jersey next too.
Ooh.
Actually, my next one will be Jason Kabinda. I already told.
That's true.
I need a Kabinda one.
That is on recording, so
yep.
We have been
sealed. I told him I would, and when the money comes around, I will get a Jason Kabinda jersey. Absolutely.
Yeah, so good for Evan Brown, right?
Absolutely, But the last one.
But it's the whole center thing. Let's talk about that.
All right.
Because I wonder about like Evan Brown's future, right? Because he took, they could have tendered him, which would have been like closer to $3 million, but he took a contract that was less than the tender, I mean, 2.04, 2.025 instead of 2.8 or 9, whatever. You know, many hundreds of thousands of dollars less to come back and play for the Lions without testing free agency. I don't know if he could, you know, but the tender, yeah, that's how that works, right?
Right.
The tender, yeah, they'd have to offer him a little more
than
what we gave him, but he didn't even do that. He's just like, yeah, I'll take that. So maybe they're promising him a future, right? A place to grow, room to grow. There's spots for you in the future, not just a center, because, you know, we got Ragnow for the next 10 years. And
you know, well, right, but still, you need a good, adequate backup, because Ragnow has proved, you know, well, not necessarily proved, but he's a solid player. But, you know, he's going to get older as time goes on, and you want that adequate backup.
Yeah.
Even
in the near term.
Right, but then again, you could also, Evan Brown has value. If you need to use trade bait, you know, you want a draft pick, you know, you could use him for that.
That's winning words.
Oh, I know it, but still.
So I wasn't getting the trade bait. I was getting it at
He's got value. I'm just saying. He's got value, you know.
Maybe he's doing things last year in practice and that the media hasn't seen. Right, and he's working at guard, and pure speculation, right? And so, as time goes on, and we see what happens with Vitae and Tommy Kramer. Does Tommy Kramer take Vitae's spot? Who's Tommy Kramer is on that list of?
Yep, he is a drafted free agent.
Yeah, so these guys are fighting for future spots, and. I like just this running it back. I keep saying that, but it's easy to say, and it gets the point across. Evan Brown sees something in what's going on, and they see something in Evan.
Yeah, well, he earned his contract. That's all there is to it. When he came in and took over for Rango, and did as well as he did, he earned the opportunity to come back and compete against again this year. The thing I have to ask is, you know, are we really going to keep Ragnow for the next 10 years?
Yes.
I mean, and okay,
for sure.
And that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying is he is a lot of money, okay, and he is getting older. So how long has he been here? Like 5 years, 4 years, 5 years?
Yes. No, it's like three out of the first four, I think.
Right, so I'm just saying, you know, if he
five,
gets hurt, you know, we have adequate backup at center position, because, you know, that center spot on the offensive line is pretty much the anchor, you know, for everything else.
Sure is.
And Evan Brown held that anchor point down very well last year.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point where it's, do we need to spend the money on a center if we got a center that's cheap?
Well, yeah, if we're getting him for this kind of money. I mean, you know, if we're getting Evan Brown for what was it? I got 1 year deal, and I don't know what the money's is, you know.
Right. Yeah, he's one of the 1 years as opposed to a 2 years.
So, you know, yeah, if we keep that kind of talent on the team for that kind of money, I have no problem with it at all.
Yeah.
And no, not at all. And now Ryan McCollum,
just don't put him in place of Ragnow, all right? We said we weren't going to argue.
Yeah, I know it, but yeah, Ryan McCollum is a question mark to me. I don't know if they would keep a third center or if he could play a different position.
But I think Ryan McCollum probably ends up on the
practice squad.
Yeah, he's got to, doesn't he?
Signed him, and that's the thing, you know.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how big of a deal that is. Maybe they're going to convert him to guard. You know,
they do need a guard.
And, yeah,
and the. Like we were talking at the kitchen table, do they really spend much capital in the draft on offensive line? Because I'm thinking you go either, I'm thinking swing tackle myself, and I think this kind of boosts that because you got a bunch of interior guys. Ryan McCollum, Evan Brown,
right?
Tommy Kramer.
I don't know about a swing tackle. I think Nelson, had his problems being a swing tackle. Even though he is a tackle, they're going to use him for the jumbo tight end packages. Yeah. He's a jumbo package.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This Holden, right now he's our other tackle, you know.
Yeah.
One side.
I'm attached to him anyway.
Dan Skipper, you know.
Yeah, Skipper. We love Skipper Dan.
We love Skipper Dan.
But,
I know what you're saying. Yeah. But I think we need that guard more so than we needed that tackle. And that inside guard, because Vitae, unless they extend his contract again after next year, after this coming season.
They'd have to restructure him.
Right.
Yeah, he's doing 13 the next two after this, I believe.
Right.
That's off the top of my head.
Top
of my head's often wrong.
I don't know if they would bring in a veteran to try and fill Vitae's spot. Especially if he's got another year to go. I think the draft makes perfect sense. You get the guy you want, the guy that you selected, the guy that you believe is a guy that will work in your scheme. And you bring him in instead of, trying to guess or whatever they do with free agents, who's always going to want just a little bit more money,
Always.
So, yeah. If you want to keep it low, I'd say if you look for that guard tackle, a guard that can play tackle,
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because you got enough centers, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you want that guard that can play tackle. And then I think with
Nelson and...
Right. But Skipper Dan's on one side, and I think Nelson isn't part of that anymore.
It's okay.
The guy, the tackle behind.
It's Holden.
Behind Sewell, yeah. Right now, I think it's Holden.
I think so.
Yeah, Holden on one side, Skipper Dan on the other. So.
And remember, they did release Skipper Dan at least once last year.
Yeah, they got him back. They brought him back, though.
They did.
Right here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In
January.
They didn't release Holden, right, is all I'm saying. They released Skipper Dan.
Yeah.
And brought him back. So I'm just putting him at the bottom rung of tackles because he's been released, right?
Gotcha.
So I'm thinking he's probably the first to go if they bring in a guard tackle.
Right, it very well could be. Yeah.
Sad to say, but.
Darren Paolo, too.
Paolo.
He's another tackle that was in and out here with us.
Mostly practice squatter.
Right. Yeah, true. We do have a few in the wings, but can we upgrade that talent? Of course we can.
Absolutely.
And I think we do it in the draft because they're going to be cheaper and you don't have to pay tribute to a free agent's envy or whatever, so.
Yeah, we'll see how many offensive picks they actually make this year.
Offensive picks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be defensive heavy, right? But with all these free agent signings, in-house free agent signings, and a couple others that we'll be getting into. It seems they've set themselves up, right? Like you're supposed to, right? The textbook says you fill your needs in free agency and then allows you to have best player available in the draft.
Right.
Lock yourself into a need and saying, crap, we got nobody, so we got to draft somebody, and then he's never started before. And
it's all about the money, man. You got to follow the money.
They've got money and they've made acquisitions,
right, but
they're doing well.
If you're targeting somebody in the draft, there's really no reason to go and get him out of free agent. You're the same player.
Kind of there is, though. I have that thought a lot, but then...
Right, but it's about the money.
But then I see it happen. I see teams sign a defensive end and then draft a defensive end in the first round.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it depends on what type of guy they sought in free agents.
Right. See, I expect Detroit
to piece, right?
I expect Detroit to do that this year. You know, do a lot of doubling up, you know.
Right.
You could double whammy even on wide receivers, even
linebacker.
Well, with wide receiver, you know, like we talked about earlier with Tommy on the phone before we did this podcast, was like, our wide receiver department is kind of full right now, you know. So what we did is we picked up DJ Chark, which is somebody we haven't talked about yet because it's not official in the Lions website, but I think it's official enough.
Yes, it's official enough to talk about.
You know, DJ Chark, you know, so he's right now is your ex receiver, you know, and
6'4", 211.
Yeah, I still think we draft.
Same as Christian Watson.
I still think we draft another wide receiver. Because Chark got a one-year deal, so what happens after next year, you know?
Right, right.
So, you know, you draft a guy this year to play behind Chark. That way he gets the shit going together, he knows which way to go, and then you know, the season ends, Chark departs, and the wide receiver takes over, the draft pick takes over.
Yeah. It's a big possibility. But it also lets... brings in just possibilities, endless possibilities.
Right.
You know, when you got your 6'4", 211, so you don't, if you don't get Christian Watson, if you don't get Jameson Williams, you know, if you don't get Treylon Burks, then you have to go for a Deshaun Johnson, Dotson, right?
Walker.
But no, it's Watson.
Watson.
Christian Watson.
Christian Watson, yeah.
And he's an outside guy. If you can't get those guys, then you have to go with more of a slot guy, right? Which is okay because St. Brown can be more of a Y guy and versatile here and there and everywhere. And because I was actually thinking, like, they could have gone for Braxton Berrios from the Jets.
Well, he got signed.
He got re-signed by the Jets.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go for a slot receiver, then that allows St. Brown to be more of a Y, and then you can draft an X.
Well, that's why is a slot?
Well, but it's debatable. It's
the inside position on a three wide receiver set.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's the slot. So, I as far as wide receivers go, I keep thinking is six wide receivers, is it keep six wide receivers, is it too much? If I remember last year, they had seven to start the season because they wanted to put a couple of guys on the safety squad there. And I'm not exactly sure, but I think they started last year with seven wide receivers because they couldn't get shit figured out who with what. But they ended up with five, you know, at the start. This year I kind of think they're going to go with six. I mean,
we can talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that gives you three starters and three backups, you know, and then if you got any more, they'll be on the practice squad. I think, you know, Tommy made the point, you know, he said, yeah, our wide receiver spot, you know, that department is pretty full, you know?
Yeah.
And so, at this point, it's just competition, you know? Who's going to take who out, you know? Who's going to win what, you know?
For sure.
You know, where's the pecking order going with the wide receiver group?
Well, like last year, they had Williams, Raymond, St. Brown, Perriman, Cephas, Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
And that's, but Perriman got cut and Kennedy was kind of the guy there.
Yeah, he was a healthy scratch at their game time.
Yeah. So they kind of started with five.
Did they? I thought they had a bunch of.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just think the wide receiver group's pretty cool this year. I'm happy with them. I think they got a lot more experience under their belt from last season, you know. Plus, when you add guys like DJ Chark, that's also giving you another teacher on the field with Josh Reynolds, you know. And so, you know, depending on who they draft or who else, they also brought back Khalif Raymond too, another veteran that, you know, could be in the same scenario. You know, I think it was a 1 year. No, it was a 2 year.
Yeah, it was a 2 year.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they might bring in a slot guy to work behind him. You know.
Right.
But you know, Raymond has been more of that Z receiver. You know, like so. I don't know if he's going to be playing inside. I don't know. The way Detroit moves the damn wide receivers around, you know, everybody plays everywhere. It's right. A versatile team.
Yeah. Well, that's where a lot of people think, well, you could potentially, with the season that St. Brown just had, you could potentially make him your number one as far as money, right?
Well.
Not as an ex-receiver, but pay him as your highest paid receiver. And then just do everything else with, you know, third, fourth, fifth round picks. And
what Chark get?
Money-wise? I don't know. I forget.
1 year, 10 mil or something like that? 10 to 12
or
something?
It was guaranteed, I think. 1 year, some guaranteed money.
Right. Yeah, see, he's your Z guy. Your X guy.
I thought you wrote it down on your paper.
Because it's not official yet. And I told you that.
I won't write down a tweet. I'm going to write down an official.
That's exactly. You know, when the Lions say, hey, we got this guy on our team, then I write it down. Because we had
it keeps us honest.
Yeah, well, we had some issues last year or so, you know, with that kind of thing. So well, paying a little more closer attention to it. So
yeah.
But, where were we?
Well, we haven't mentioned C.J. Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got 1 year, $2.4 million.
We've seen a little bit of him on the field. He's not doing too bad. Apparently, he's doing fairly better than I would thought he had done because
he's a special team ace, and that's always a plus.
Yeah.
And it's always the first deal.
Yeah, he got $2.5 million, or $2.4 million,
you know? Yeah.
So, on a 1 year deal. So, yeah, welcome back, CJ.
Right. And, you know, and that's a long term play right there with CJ Moore. He's been around, you know?
Yep.
It's worth a jersey for somebody.
His defense, they cut his defense. You know, they haven't played anybody defense very often, but you're right.
No, they hadn't, but...
He is special
teams. This year they did, you know, and...
Not much, but...
Well, more than he had.
Right, true.
Yeah. More than Patricia was willing to risk.
Don't get us started. You said the P word.
I did.
Swear jar.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that jar to show up. Not that I have any nickels or dimes or quarters in my pocket.
Oh, goodness.
Anyone we miss on the
list? I think that's about it for the transactions. That was a pretty good segment there. I think we kind of let everybody know how we feel about that shit. So
how do you feel about Aaron Rodgers coming back?
I love it. I do. I'm happy about it.
Oh, we didn't mention Charles Harris.
Oh.
Because he's going to sack the hell out of Aaron Rodgers.
He is. And that's why I love this move by the Packers. I mean, you know, think about it. They gave him a $200 million contract over 4 years. $50 million for one guy a year.
Yeah. Hey. Highest paid player in the league.
Yeah. That's $150 million guaranteed.
I'll do anything if you just pay me.
Yeah. Where are they going to get the money?
About the money.
Where are they going to get the money to pay the rest of the team? Davante Adams already said, I ain't playing. You go ahead and franchise me. I don't care. I ain't playing Green Bay this year.
Yeah. You know. It's exactly what I thought would happen, you know.
Yeah. So
franchise them and then try and work it out. And if it doesn't, well, they'll sign Allen Robinson. Because he obviously is waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, well, he wanted to come back to Detroit pretty bad.
Everybody wanted him to come back. Well, come to Detroit.
On his Twitter page, he's got, you know.
He was listening
Detroit versus everybody, and, you know. Yeah, so
he had a lot of Detroit kind of, which is weird. If he's holding out for Green Bay, what's he doing? Tweeting all his Detroit stuff, you know.
I
think he's trying to egg Green Bay on, or I don't know. There's something going on there, something weird.
It involves Aaron Rodgers. Anything's going to be weird.
As long as it keeps the Packers piss poor, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it.
I just don't know where they're going to get the money to put a team around him, and that's where I think I'm just going to. be laughing my ass off the whole freaking two games that we play them, you know, because Aaron's going to probably be running around like a chicken with his head cut looking for Davante Adams, who be over there on the sideline, you know, collecting money and not playing, you know, so.
Shoot, he'll be in, like, Vegas or something.
Well, that's where I think he wants to go. He wants to go catch passes from David Carr, you know, so.
Derek Carr, David's brother.
Carr. But what about the quarterback from Houston there?
I don't want to talk about that guy. Yeah. How about Kirk Cousins, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a fully guaranteed
one-year deal.
One-year deal for Minnesota.
Mega bucks.
Yeah, like another $38 million on top of the $230 whatever that he's already made. Yeah,
$230 million.
The guy playing the system. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
he's got a no-trade clause in his new contract.
Right.
His new extension.
Yeah, well, you know,
he's a no-mask wearing genius. Yeah, contract genius.
He got all that money in Washington, you know. They franchised him
twice.
Two years in a row.
Yeah,
really,
then he got a big-ass contract from Minnesota. And now he's getting an extension, a fully guaranteed no-trade clause.
He's made $240 million, over $240 million to the NFL in the last, 5 years?
Good for the guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez, I'm not sure what that buys in Minnesota, but it's probably a lot more than it does in California.
What was that?
That was something you just did.
Oh.
You kicked something?
That was kind of cool. Sound effects.
Dun-dun. But yeah, I mean, that buys a lot of stuff in Minnesota. You know, I mean, a lot of Milwaukee beer,
In the team.
That's Wisconsin, but you can import it from Wisconsin to Milwaukee.
Right? Yeah, he can buy you the Packers, you know. So
yeah,
but
I don't know. And then Davante Adams, right? The whole Davante Adams thing. It's like, I'm not playing on the tag. Okay, fine, you know.
Yeah,
do you want to play with your best buddy or not?
To me is that they're just not going to have enough money.
Make a long-term deal and call it good.
They're just not going to have enough money to put together a decent offensive line to protect him. I think Aaron is just going to be getting everything he should have got in the last 5 years.
Right. Well, the thing with their offensive line, I give him credit, is he just gets rid of the ball so fast to Davante Adams that the offensive line doesn't matter.
But Adams not going to be there this year. That's going to be the problem.
It'll be Allen Robinson.
Well, it depends on who they're going for in the draft. And if Davante Adams can't come back, then Green Bay's probably going to go for a wide receiver with a high draft pick.
I would think so. It'd be the first time ever.
But we'll have to see what happens. I mean, Allen Robinson, you know, if he's not coming to Detroit, I'm sure he'd like to stick close to it. So, you know, Green Bay is not that far away. Well, he was in Chicago. That's even closer yet. So, but
a little dirtier than Toledo, though.
Yeah. Never been to Toledo.
Oh, it's a great little city. Love it.
Right on.
Used to go to Lulu's, a jazz bar in the 90s, right? Nice. That had been there since the 50s. And
cool.
Patent leather seat, red booths, you know. And it was great, dark, and it was awesome. But no more. It was in a little neighborhood just, you know, next to houses and
right.
Probably across from a school, you know, that kind of deal, right? No street lights, and yeah, it was tons of fun.
Lots of talent.
Yeah, closed now. Didn't make it.
Lots of talent on this team coming back, and I'm kind of hyped to see it. I'm just kind of wonder, you know, what's the 16th? What's gonna come to, you know?
Happy New Year!
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, who are they going to sign, you know? I'm surprised they were able to sign Chark, you know?
Yeah, it's a good signing. It just fills a hole, and you don't have to be pigeonholed into a draft pick.
Well, that's true, but you know how this regime likes competition, so my guess is they will probably bring somebody in to compete with him, or they're going to draft a kid to learn behind him, you know, so.
Well, it seems we have 10 draft picks to choose from.
Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
You know?
Call us fools if we're wrong. That's fine. Maybe it's nine.
Yeah. But, you know, for Brad Holmes, the way he evaluates players, and a good study he is for undrafted free agents, I suspect we get a whole other talent pool coming in behind the draft, you know?
Yeah.
That could upgrade some of these guys that, you know, are on the bottom end of their nucleus list,
yeah,
you know?
It's you're adding competition to the guys we like, and and it's like, oh, crap, you know? We love these guys. Maybe we'll love them
Guys more. Yeah, and it's like, you know.
I love Jerry Jacobs, but get better soon, and I hope no one else replaces you. But, you know, it's these guys are good at their jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Guys. Well, you know, it's like I said, you know, I don't underestimate Brad Holmes' ability to put a team together, you know, to put a winning team together. But I do question his ability to evaluate quarterbacks, you know. So,
right, and to steer you away from that, I want to get to...
Well, before you say that, I just want to say, I think Goff is going to be here for not only this year, but next year as well, and possibly the third year too.
Okay.
Because I think the quarterback that we have, Tim Boyle, is not the answer.
No.
And I think what we are going to be doing
is a backup.
Is we'll be drafting a quarterback, but we're not going to do it this year. I mean, you know, they haven't brought back David Blough, you know, so are they going to bring back David?
Probably not.
And if they don't, then probably no drafted free agent. Well, they got Steve Montez, you know. He's on the squad now, too. They gave him a futures contract.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if they went Desmond Ridder at 32 because he's there and they didn't have to move or do anything, give up anything to get him, I'm for it.
Right.
I would be just as happy with a linebacker or a wide receiver or a safety. But I can get that at 36 and 66.
Right.
Right. I'm so wide open, you know.
Well, I feel like
I'm in an open marriage.
The way I see it, you know, you could even if Tim Boyle does come in, you know, you could still bring in another free agent. I mean,
well, they mastered all that last year with three quarterbacks all year.
Right. Trevor Siemian, another guy that played for New Orleans last year. He played on a one-year deal for less than $900,000.
Is Todd feeding you cash for this? Because I know Todd.
Definitely Todd's idea, but I agree with it because this guy's a seven-year vet. He's backed up Peyton Manning for in the
Super
Bowl. In the Super Bowl, and he does, you know, he does well. He really, truly does.
All right.
Now, I would bring him in to give David or Tim Boyle, you know, some competition, and you would do it for less money than what Boyle's making, you know. So,
okay. Can I give my
absolutely the right. floor is yours for the next
all right? Here you go,
6 minutes,
20 seconds. Okay, Boyle cheap and looking at getting better as what do you call that? I'm going to be over 20 seconds now because I can't do my work.
Well, just look at the clock here.
You know, we got 8 minutes, 7 minutes.
Six
and a half. all right. Developmental, that's the word I'm looking for, right? So you're looking at Boyle is developmental. Why the hell would you bring in another veteran old guy behind?
Because the talent doesn't fall off from Goff to
But it doesn't get any better. It's not going anywhere. It is what it is. It's not
developmental. But if your quarterback goes down, you don't want to give Tim Boyle the freaking reins because of what he freaking did last year.
All right, the worst thing is somebody
that has been there, done that, and done it well. And Trevor Siemian is that guy. You know, he truly is a lot more so than Boyle.
I'd rather lose the games and get the draft picks, right? And develop, right? And draft Boyle's replacement in Ridder And in these next 3 years, maybe Ritter takes over for Goff. And if he can't, then he's your backup, and you can maybe trade him. And you have 3 years then to draft a new guy. You don't have to rely on next year. You don't, you know, you can say, okay, this year is not your guy, but I can get a backup in Ritter, and I've got years to figure something out after this. And maybe next year is not the guy, because the Alabama's got like a 4'2" quarterback.
And we don't need to take an Alabama quarterback.
But he's like one of the two that they're talking about.
Who cares?
Right? And every year someone jumps out of nowhere, but... And so,
right,
but next year, this time, we could be talking about quarterback. Oh my God, we need to give up this year's second first round pick and to move up and all this.
I think the franchise quarterback has nothing to do with this year's draft. I think it has everything to do with next year's draft.
But I'm willing to put it off to the year after.
I'm not.
If
next year's a damn good class for quarterbacks.
I don't think it is.
I think it's a hell of a lot better this year.
I have no one out there that says, hey, I'm the dude. Right?
I've heard a couple of things.
I hope so. We need it.
Well, that's why it's speculated that Detroit needs to hold off this year on a quarterback and wait till next year.
Right. And
because it's going to be a better quarterback draft class.
Like I said, if they take him, if they take Ritter at 34, I'm cool with it. But I don't expect it. I don't necessarily want it. I'm so wide open. It's I've never been this wide open with these first 3-4 picks. holy crap! You know, I really just want to sit back with a beer and watch it happen.
I don't even want to talk about quarterback this year. I mean, I think you can upgrade for, you know, less money, you know, already developed.
Yeah,
you know,
trying to talk about every possibility that could happen.
True.
Because we've got months until it actually happens.
I just don't like it when your quarterback goes down and then the talent level just drops off. That there's such a gap between your first and your second string talents that you're going to end up, you know, there's nothing that quarterback is going to do that's going to keep you in the game or help you win it, you know. And that's what I see Tim Boyle as. He is not the guy that's going to help you win the game.
But there's potential to get better.
But then again, you think about
he missed over half the season last year because of that broken thumb.
Right, which tells me he's injury prone, and he probably won't make it through this year either. So
the EP as opposed to ED, right?
Right.
So, yeah. I don't buy the injury prone, obviously. Well, that's too early for that.
I don't just think there are a whole lot better quarterbacks out there than Tim Boyle.
But you already got one, and you don't have to do anything with it. And that's what they're doing right now. They're running it back for another year, and a lot's going to happen between now and 24.
Yeah, it's the only move. It's the only move by Brad Holmes that I disagree with.
So you're loud.
I love what he's done so far, except for that move. And that's how I am.
Yeah, hey, you can be wrong. But I'm bummed. Right? All right, well, shoot. We've got a minute and a half.
Yeah, where are we're coming from? We're coming from downtown Charlevoix at the end of Hoop Skirt Alley.
Yeah, my fish taco was freaking awesome. No ketchup on a fish taco.
It's little restaurant back there.
Pickled coleslaw, salsa.
The cantina.
The cantiner.
Yeah.
Little tequila.
You ever get into town, come on back here and have some food. It's really good.
It is, you know. And this is not a paid sponsor either.
No, we do this for
fun. Who the hell we are. We're just talking.
We just do this for fun.
Yeah. So, and for fun, it's the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast. Hopefully you're getting some respite from the crap that ails you. Because we do it because we've got crap ailing us. And Tom's got crap ailing him, or he'd be here. Hopefully you all are doing well. Randy's at Wooden Tunes 2. Myself is at Piss Poor Packers. Hopefully they remain piss poor.
Yeah,
even at 11 and 15 they will be, or 7-6 or whatever the hell.
They will be. And Chicago will be even worse.
Yeah, let's. I talked to Rocky today. Let's hopefully we can jump ahead of Minnesota and the Bears this year. Maybe we can compete for the wild card if we have 6 wins by week 14 or so.
Yeah.
We'll see. But anyways, watch for Deer One Pride.
Go Lions.